Galesburg District School 5 School Board Mets on Monday night. Lots of discussions going on, and joining us to talk more about some of the details is the superintendent of District 205, Dr. John Asplund. Dr. Asplund, good morning. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you.
Now, you, we just talked off the air, and you said you would be willing to talk like a pirate. Go ahead and say something.
Hello.
See? And now you may not know that. Former pirate Jody Mercer, Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah.
That was his impression. So
I've been working on that for years. I hope it came off okay.
It was very good. Yeah. Very good. Now, I won't even bother with it because half the people won't get it anyway. My other joke about it. But anyway, all right. Well,
gotta be our age.
let's talk about Monday night school board meeting. All right. So obviously the big news, and there's been a lot of talk about the upcoming construction project, and there's a couple of options on the table now, specifically for the high school. Now, as far as the possibility of making the process go quicker, with possibly shutting the high school down for a year, is that something that has been on the table and just not talked about much, or it's something new? That is this something that Russell kind of made a suggestion about, the Russell Construction
Company?
Correct.
Yes. So it really only came up in the last month.
Okay.
Between board meetings, so this was really the first time that we could bring it up to everybody at an open meeting. So as we started looking at all the different options, one of the things that came out was, one of the difficulties of doing like basically a half measure of being in part of the building and closing out is sometimes you have to take the power out in order to do some things, and you have to take water lines out in order to do some things. And so we can put temporary power in, we can put water in, you know, in different ways, but it costs money. And so the question then became, well, is there another option? Because that seems like money we're spending that's not really helping kids. Other than if we're still in the building, obviously it is, but is there a way to not spend that money? And they said, well, yeah, if you're not in the building. And so we said, well, what would that take? And so we just started looking into that possibility, just because, as we said at the meeting, we feel like we need to try to look at every eventuality and try to look at every possibility, because we're trying to be responsible to the taxpayers and everybody else. And every dollar we can save on the process of building the building, we can put back into the building and try to stay within our budget. So, it really came up, I would say between 2 and 3 weeks ago. Yeah.
So with that process, would it also save money with it being a one-year project rather than a two-year project? Obviously, you would save on labor costs.
Right. According to Russell Construction, they said, it would definitely save money in terms of how you bid out steel and how you stage the work and how you store equipment and doing all the things we talked, like temporary power and that kind of thing. There would be other added costs, though, if we had to rent portable classrooms. So then you have to start looking at what's the cost-benefit analysis. You know, what is it worth more to do this or that? And as I said at the meeting, it just depends on what you value. There's not a right or a wrong answer.
I guess that would be the next question. People say, well, if the high school's closed down for a year, where did the kids just get a year off and get credit for it? No.
High schoolers listening, sorry about that. Listen, no, that was never part of the plan.
We were talking earlier, it's like, well, I don't have to go my junior year.
Yeah,
yes,
right?
I would have been fine with that.
That's not going to happen.
So the question is, where would they go? And one of the things you just mentioned, the possible temporary portable classroom.
Correct. So we can still use Gale School, like we talked about before, and we could use we have like 6 classrooms at Rose Hoban. We could use those. And then we could use the field house. There's a classroom in there. And then obviously we still have PE and then Y Call Gym. And, and then we can put temporary classrooms kind of out in that area. And it can be done. Now, whether or not it's very attractive when we get through all the homework, I don't know. But that's where we are. And so we're having a building and grounds committee meeting. I believe it's Friday. So tomorrow, to study that a little bit closer. And we won't have an answer tomorrow, but at least we'll start getting a little bit closer to an answer.
So there's no possibility then of using, like, the Churchill kids going to Lombard and using Churchill for that?
Churchill, or? The 7th and 8th graders, in all of the district, 7th and 8th graders will go to Churchill next year.
Oh, they'll be at Churchill next year.
Correct,
okay.
Yes,
okay,
because as long as everything moves along as it has, and we are on schedule so far, but we're very early in, next year we would have those 3 K-4 buildings. We would have Silas Willard and King and Steele. And then all district 5th and 6th graders would go to Lombard. And so then we have to have a place for 7th and 8th. And so we can fit all of 7th and 8th in at Churchill. And I had an interesting conversation with a graduate of Galesburg in the 60s last week who told me back in when he was in junior high school, which was 7, 8, 9 then, he said there were over 900 students at Lombard then.
Wow.
And Lombard was smaller than that was before the addition. And I said, yeah, he had 50 in a classroom, and it was just how it was. I thought, man, that's a lot. That seems like fire codes might have been
possibly
a little overlooked or something at that point. But you know, that was a question that a lot of people have had. Can we fit all our 7th and 8th graders in Churchill? Yeah, we can. You know, there used to be 600 kids in there, and that's what we're talking about now. It's just going to be a little bit different than it's been the last few years. But we can do it. And then while we're still working on the construction at the high school facility, we can keep the 7th and 8th graders there for, you know, the foreseeable future. Obviously, we'd like it to be as short a time as possible, but it can go for a few years.
Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Now, as far as the construction, there's obviously got to be some discussion. Like you said, you'll have the committee meeting tomorrow. Is the time frame for the start of the construction the same no matter what? It's just a matter of a decision on are we going to close the building down for a year and do the other, and obviously a cost study and all that. But is the time frame still the same, at least for the start?
Yes, for the start it absolutely is. And one of the things we talked about at the board meeting, this has been kind of a known since the beginning. The very first thing we needed to do was work on the kitchen, and that's another decision that the building and grounds team needs to look at. So we have some pretty good ideas of what it would cost to put in a kitchen of a certain size. And so now the question becomes, okay, we have this much money, let's say it's $2 million, to feed 450 people a lunch period. Is that what we want? That doesn't give us as much flexibility as if we fed 600, 900, whatever. Pick your number. How much flexibility do we want in that size of the kitchen, knowing that any money we put in over the $2 million is going to be money we don't spend someplace else? So these are the types of questions we have to start answering so that we know exactly how this thing is going to work. And we knew from the beginning this kitchen was going to be the biggest what if. And so we're going to try to get to that answer also within. We want to go out to bid basically in the winter, I say, so January, somewhere in there, February.
Is there a feasibility study at this point looking at, with now that it's come up, regarding the possible closing of the building down and possibly the temporary classrooms? Is there looking, obviously, at the cost of that right now?
Yes.
And as opposed to the cost of 2 years of construction still being in there?
Yep. So that's the homework that we're doing to try to get as close to accurate numbers as possible. And, you know, it's always going to end up being somewhat of a guess, an educated guess. But, you know, the more homework you do, the better. We feel confident in those numbers. So by the next board meeting, we'll have a few more answers and be able to have some options and kind of just proceed from that level. And I know it's led to a lot of angst and concern among the community. But as I've said, I said at the meeting, I said in a staff meeting the other day, this is what transparency looks like. I mean, these are the kind of things we deal with all the time. It's just now we're talking about it, you know, here and in the newspaper and, you know, at board meetings. And I'm sure that is nerve-wracking to folks, but at the same time, you know, look, we're everything we're dealing with. I mean, this is how it is. And we're trying to get as much input as possible and go as methodically as possible, but as transparently as possible. There are going to be other times, I'm sure, with other decisions that I can't even predict right now that other people are going to think, well, what'd you do that for? Well, you know, we're forced with choices, we have to make. And so each month we kind of outline what those are and move forward from there.
And people are going to see and read and hear what they want to hear. They're going to see, oh, they're going to shut down the high school. These kids need that 4 years of education. Come on. Well, that's not what's going on here.
And
it goes on. For instance, I can't remember if it's Champaign Centennial or Central. I think it's Champaign Central. They have gone to some temporary classrooms permanently, isn't it?
It is Central.
Yeah, because they had an issue. They don't have enough space.
Correct.
So they had to add those classrooms, and they've been using them. Is there a construction project that's going to be going on?
They're supposed to be building a new Central High School.
Okay, but this has gone. This has been at least
years.
Yeah, 3, 4, 5 years that they've had these temporary classrooms.
Right, because they ran out of space.
That have become somewhat permanent. So it's not going to be like that.
No. Not like that. We're just trying to look at, as we said, what's the best route. And having students, I heard Mike Curry on your show here on the talking about his roof work. there's always concern if you have students in the construction area for safety reasons, but there's also, even if they're far away from the construction and the noise level, if you're in the building, that can be a problem too. So, you know, we have to look at all those different factors and try to figure out not only speed, but educational benefit. You know, is it safe? Obviously, that's first. And really looking at all of those things. And there's going to be issues that are better one way if you look at it from one lens, and better from another way if you look at it from a different lens. And so some of these are just, as I've said, they're going to be value choices. Which do you value more?
Yeah, there's no perfect answer,
no.
Obviously.
No, there definitely is not. And, you know, if there was a perfect answer, we'd already done it, and that would be where we'd be. And, you know, we wouldn't have a lot of the seeming angst that's out there in the community right now.
Well, you mentioned the construction going on and being a distraction, and you think, well, grade school students, of course, probably some junior high. But even, you know, you get to the high school level. I mean, I probably would have been one of those, you know, hearing the noise or looking out the windows,
sure,
seeing the stuff working. I mean, it's even teachers, it's gonna be distracting to everybody.
When I was right out of college, I worked in an office building in Minneapolis, and they were working on that, and you know, we were in there with lawyers and those kinds of. Everybody stopped and was watching what they're doing. It doesn't stop when you're 15. I mean,
yeah.
It's just natural. Human nature to kind of want to see what's going on when you hear a noise.
Absolutely. Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. So you'll have the meeting tomorrow. Is there a time frame now on a decision as far as how you're going to proceed?
With which part?
With as far as a high school, as to whether to shut it down for a year or to go ahead and do the two-year project.
We'll have to have that decided by the winter.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be in my next month by any stretch, but you know, we need to do it by winter so we can make those plans. We do know from doing some homework, we know we need to contact the temporary classroom company by March. So that would be the complete drop dead deadline if that's what we wanted to do with them. So we have some time, but the longer we give ourselves to make that decision, it's going to be a better decision because we're not rushing and just to get to the decision. So you know, we're going to take our time and do what we need to do, but we know we have a deadline at the end of the day.
Well, it's interesting if you kind of describe the temporary classroom, that it's you walk in, you get inside, it's a pod, but you get in there and it just looks like any other classroom.
Absolutely. I mean, these temporary class. I mean, if you haven't been inside Churchill or Galesburg High School in the last 10 years, these temporary classrooms are arguably nicer than what you're in right now. Because there's not paint coming off and things like that and floor tiles popping up. No, I mean they're really nice buildings. It's not like it's some horrible place to be for a year. Clearly in Champaign they just keep doing it. But they really are nice and they can be air conditioned and they really can be pleasant places for teachers to teach and students to learn.
Yeah, in fact, because they're using that at Galesburg Christian School.
Yeah, they have several of them out there. Yeah,
they've had to do that. So it is a possibility. And now, would those would be like on a lease or rental basis?
Right.
Is that,
if you do it per month, but you typically sign at least a year lease.
Yeah. Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Speaking of air conditioning, of course, early out today and tomorrow, 1 hour early dismissal in Galesburg District 205. It's been warm all week, but the difference was, last week obviously was warmer. You got up into the upper 80s, pushing 90 a couple of days with the humidity. Ended up being a little bit cooler over the weekend. So
right.
Not that it cooled down a lot in the schools, but enough that you're able to survive for a couple of days, but then it's just been consistently warm enough.
Right.
That it's, you got to a point, it's like, yep, we gotta do the early
out. Accumulating heat is really what the problem is in a lot of these buildings, where it's not that bad outside, but inside the fixtures and everything, they just start to accumulate that heat, and all the bodies in there, it warms up. And another big difference, and I had a friend of mine that was asking me, that's not in education, that I went to school with, like, we never had heat days. I'm like, yeah, but we left the doors open, and we had we had fans going, and there was able to have air circulating. Well, you can't do that now. And so you have to basically shut these buildings up tight. Well, a byproduct of that is the heat builds up because you don't have as easy a time mitigating that heat and moving air through the building. So that's another huge factor in why this happens a lot more now.
Not to mention the fact that at that time when we talked about, back in our day, we didn't have that. Yeah, we also weren't paying attention because we were – hot and looking out the windows like, when are we going to go home?
In your mom's class, I paid attention the whole time.
Of course you did.
Other than third grade, it happened to me.
Yeah, other than third grade, yes. It's hard for the kids to concentrate. It's hard for the teachers to concentrate. Hard for teachers to keep control of the class when it's like that. So that's another difference. Like, yeah, as you've said many times, you want the best educational experience for the children. And if it's not a good learning environment for them, why be in there at that point of the day?
Well, exactly. When I taught at Knoxville High School in the mid to late 90s, I was on the second floor of the old high school building.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And right above the dumpster, by the way. And so all the bugs came in my room, too. I think they were trying to get me to quit. And, I can remember sitting up there the last couple hours of the day, just sweat running off my face. And I'm like, you know, we'd keep the lights off in the classroom. Like, all right, we're gonna keep working. Man, it's a struggle. I mean, I taught English, so if I taught an English class, it was a junior English class, first period versus the last period of the day. You know, that last period of the day probably wasn't getting as much of an education on whatever we were talking about that day as the first period, because it was just so hot and miserable, and the kids were miserable, and I was miserable, and we were stopping to take water breaks and everything else. I mean, it's very difficult to concentrate when you get that hot.
Tyler, did you have upstairs class, second floor there?
That's why I didn't do good at geometry. Just ask,
that's
just
why.
Ask Gene Tulane.
Just ask Gene, huh?
She's listening now, probably.
Yeah. Gene, don't call in and refute. Let's let Tyler believe that's why he didn't.
Or were you the one down in the dumpster classroom? Was that wasn't?
No, that wasn't me. Yeah, okay. I wasn't in the FFA.
Just checking. Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Oh yeah, and I talked about this earlier. Monday, I went in to Gale, between 12:15 and 12:30 to pick up my kindergartner, leaving to head down to St. Louis, and just standing there at the, you know, by the secretaries, by the offices there, I started sweating. It's like, man, I get it. And it's obviously worse in the classrooms than it is in the hallways.
Well, and those floors start to get a little slick, and just the accumulated humidity in there. Yeah, I mean, Gale is a perfect example of that, you know, it's already on a kind of swampy ground out there in that part of town, and so it's already has a predisposition to be wet, and then you add in all that heat and that humidity, it just gets overwhelming.
Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us. I mean, obviously, you're being transparent with everything going on. There's no perfect scenarios, and, you know, a lot of people have opinions. You know what? You're welcome. There's open forum at the board meetings. Yep. Come to the board meetings, express your opinion, but you need to be there to listen to what's going on as well and why these choices are being made or these choices are being presented.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've been and will continue to be, this board and the previous board were adamant about the fact that we needed to be as transparent to the community as we possibly could be. And we have, and we continue to do that, and we want to continue to do that. And we know in this short term of the next few years, we know that transparency brings a lot of, as I said, a lot of angst and a lot of nervous feelings. But we continually feel that at the end of the process, people will feel like at least they were included and people had an avenue to be able to give their input. And we are aware of people's concerns, and, you know, we share a lot of those concerns. And, we're trying to get through this as well as we can. And, you know, when we step back from this and really look at the enormity of what we're trying to accomplish, you know, it's something I never would have dreamed I would have tried to do when I went into superintendent school, other than learn to try to talk like a pirate. I prefer to celebrate at home with family privately, by the way, so okay. I won't be speaking that way here. That would go against my beliefs. But, I really think you know, this is the only way we can really get this done, is to be as transparent as possible. Yeah. Because I certainly don't blame people for being nervous. I mean, we're talking about children and adults' lives and taxpayers' dollars. We expect that. It would be odd if it wasn't that way. And we fully welcome input and would love for people to come to board meetings and ask questions, because that's the only way we're really going to get everybody's ideas, is if we hear them.
Well, and that's the thing. And if you're not there, if you're not asking questions, you're not getting answers. By just looking at social media, you're not getting answers. You're just, what? You're closing down the school. What? Well, okay. Read the rest of it or listen to the rest of it. Then maybe you'll get an understanding as to why it's going on. Or again, if you show up and ask the question, you will get the answer.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and speak negatively about social media, but I guess the only thing I would say is you're not going to get your answers there.
Right.
I mean, that's not where we're holding forums on social media. So, You know, if you want to do that, we videotape our board meetings. Nick comes to basically every one. You know, he can be there to sit next to you.
He can be the go-between.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Email me your questions, and I'll stay by.
There we go.
Later.
Yeah, there you go. I could live stream those. So, you know, we try to do the best we can in face-to-face interactions because that we feel that's the only way it's really going to get done. You know, I just don't know another way to do it that we feel like we're trying to be as completely open as we can. And the board members have been adamant about that. And I can't say enough great things about our board that, you know, they're volunteering their time for all of this.
Yeah.
And they're getting nothing out of
thankless.
It. I mean, this is a completely thankless job for them. And they've been spending extra nights, weeks, weekends, mornings, afternoons, you know, hundreds of hours of time that they're volunteering. And they want to hear from people too, and they just want what's best for kids and what's best for the community. And you know, we're trying to address a facilities problem that's really been around for decades. And that's hard to do in a 3-year span, but yet I guess we're still going to try to do it. So, you know, we're a little bit crazy, and I suppose at the end of it, we'll just all be thankful that it's over. But, you know, we're going to enjoy the process as much as we can and, you know, continue to move forward knowing that, you know, we have a lot of questions left to be answered, but we're going to be real honest about that. We do. And we bring them up when we figure out that there's another question. Every time you answer one question, you go down a path, you've created probably another decision tree. So then you have another option and you have to go through this again. So, I guess for folks out there that are growing weary of our issues that come out in the media, I guess I would say, well, they're going to keep happening because we're going to continue to do this for the next couple of years, where we're really very openly talking about what our decision options are, so that we can get as much feedback as we can because we're doing this for the community.
It's a means to an end, and ideally, for every time you get that why, you'd like to be able to take every single person through and look at this classroom. Go, let's look at this school. Look at this classroom. And then they would really more understand, but you can't do that.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right, Tom. And I think we did have a community meeting at Churchill last year. And I honestly don't even remember who it was, but it was a community member that was walking down the hall in front of me, and they weren't talking to me. But I heard them say, well, I haven't been in here in a while. This building's really bad. You're right. I mean, it's really not in very good shape. And there's reasons why we have to do what we're doing. And, you know, I think I've used Craig's name on here before, but Craig Hillier always tells me, he says, have people come and look at my room with my two outlets and the paint coming off the ceiling and the walls. He's like, I think they'll understand why we're trying to do what we're doing. So,
absolutely.
You know, it's a challenge, but it's an exciting challenge. And I feel like, as I said, at the end of the day, we just keep thinking, man, when we get done with this, it's really going to be gratifying. And it's going to be great to see the looks on the community's face and the kids' face and the teachers' faces and everything as we get this thing done, because it will be a greatly improved environment for them. And especially, I've already started talking to grade school teachers who teach at Nielsen and Gale and King, are like, man, next year I'm going to have an air-conditioned classroom. This is unbelievable. Like, I can't believe I'm going to finally have it after 10, 20, 50, you know, whatever years, you know, I've been dreaming of this. So, that's great. I mean, that's really exciting when you talk to them and they know that this is going to be better for them and the kids. And, you know, that's why we're doing this. And that's, you know, it's more fun than it is hassle, but, you know, there's definitely hassle as it goes with it. And, but that's okay. You know, it's not like we went into this thinking it was going to be, you know, Pollyanna walk in the park here. I mean, this is definitely going to be a challenge, and we welcome the challenge, and, you know, we welcome the feedback.
When it's all done, everybody will forget about all that, whether it's temporary classrooms or whatever, or construction, they'll forget about it, and they'll find something new to complain about.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, there's always something going on that somebody's not happy about.
Absolutely.
So that's the nature of the beast.
All right. John, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us. Dr. John Asplund, he's the Galesburg District 205 Superintendent. We'll chat again soon.
Okay. Thank you very much for the opportunity.